Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, live from Seattle, Washington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me. As always, I appreciate your energetic presence and the fact that you're taking the time to listen to this show. Today's episode is my favorite monthly feature. It's where I answer your top spirituality questions, and they run the gamut from astrology, spirituality, to consciousness, to whatever is on your mind. So thank you for sending in your questions this month. I'm going to get to those in just a moment. It looks like we have about seven questions to look at. So these are going to be, there's going to be some good answers in this. I like to share with you some announcements first. And I have to tell you, all this morning I have felt rushed. Rushed to finish something, rushed to get somewhere, rushed to do. And it's been interesting because we're finishing up July, and July has been a big month. It's been a long month. It's had a lot of energies associated with it, including the Mercury retrograde, including a grand water trine, which is a big deal, including the grand sextile energies. So there's been a lot happening in July. It's the last day of the month. August is going to be different, but it's going to be powerful. I feel it as creative and focused, but we're finishing up July, so it's interesting that this morning I literally was feeling those energies coming in. Many, many, many of you from all over the world have been requesting these grand sextile astrology sessions I've been offering, and because they're so popular, I'm going to keep offering it. It's going to be available for a while, and you can find it on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Just click on Grand Sextiles. Only $33 for a 15-minute personal session. The responses I've been getting from these have been amazing from you. And it's just giving people that burst of understanding, inspiration, perspective, those bigger picture pieces that we don't see for ourselves, but sometimes astrology does that. It provides that bigger perspective about what is going on. And so these have been very, very well received, and I'm just going to continue offering them because I would love for more people, including yourself, to connect with this understanding and to connect with the answers within you. So check that out if you're interested and if you're looking for more information about what your journey is about right now. We have a special episode coming up this Friday of the radio show. It's called Power Up Your Spiritual Business, and it's going to be a conversation between me and Shannon Lackman, the Psychic Cowgirl. We're going to share with you what we've learned about spiritual business. We're going to talk about some tips and things to do, where not to waste your time and energy. How about that? That's going to be good to know. She's going to share with you some advertising opportunities as well as connection to the energy in your business. Every spiritual business, every business has a personality, and you can actually speak to it. So we're going to talk about that. So come on over and join us for that show. It's going to be live on August 2nd here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can find it on iTunes. Next week on the show, I will be interviewing and speaking with publisher, editor, and author Lloyd Matthew Thompson. He is an energy healer. He writes a lot of great books, and we're going to talk to him about what he knows, what he shares, what he experiences. And I invite you to check that out because it could be inspiring, especially if you want to write and you want to share more of your wisdom and knowledge. He probably has some really good information about how to do that. Also, I want to give you a shout out and a thank you for every person who has read my latest book, The Art of Trapeze, and you have submitted a review on Amazon. I really appreciate it, not so much for me, which of course I'm grateful for, but for the other people that you're helping. People read reviews and they want to see what other readers have said about a book before buying it. And some of your reviews and feedback have been so incredible, including this one about this book gave me the courage to let go of something I was holding on to. And somebody else said that they understood it from a soul evolution perspective. And there have been some other reviews coming in that I've really enjoyed just hearing how it resonates with you. So thank you for that. The book is still on sale for only $2.99, mere pennance. And that's because as part of this introductory offer and summer reading program, it is going to go up. That price isn't going to be there for long. So it's essentially 70% off if you're looking for a summer read and a ways to connect with perhaps more of your own journey, because our journeys have many overlapping themes, and that was one of the main intentions of me sharing my story. So check that out on Amazon, The Art of Trapeze. Now I'm going to dive into your questions this month and take a look at what is coming up for you. As always, when you submit a question, you are probably asking for thousands of people. So I thank you, those of you who reached out and who offered your questions this month. The first one comes from Pippa in the UK. And she says, I keep feeling massive shifts in my energy. One day feeling total peace, knowing exactly where I'm going. But a week later, I feel frustrated with how long it's taken to reach, and at times feel quite unwell with no energy. How do I keep centered, and is this normal? Oh, Pip, this is so beautiful, because yes, it is normal, and I love that you're aware of it. Being aware of it is a breakthrough in your consciousness and in your understanding, because some people go through their day and their weeks without making any connections to their energy levels and understanding the bigger picture. Now, there are massive energy shifts coming into the planet. They ebb and flow, literally, with the different astrological lineups, with the energies from the sun, such as CMEs, coronal mass ejections, and solar flares. And other energies that are circulating. So know that it is normal and it is global. I feel them too. There are days when I sleep longer or when I need a nap. There are days when I'm just hungry, like I have a voracious appetite and I need chocolate or I need something, just that little extra kick. So please know it's normal. And when you feel the frustration, it's okay to let that flow. It's always important to honor your feelings, but also return to the gratitude of what you have in your life and looking at it from a bigger perspective. It's okay to have those days with no energy or where you feel unwell. It's energy shifting. It's potentially your body giving you messages, perhaps you need more water, more exercise, different foods, and more grounding. when I am feeling this way, I return to a place of gratitude, which connects me to the energy of peace. And I go to my meditation place. I have a listening chair. I've shared that with you. It's here in my bedroom. It's my listening chair where I just sit and I listen and I meditate, but I just like to be. So it's okay to have those days when you need to downshift into a lower gear, but make sure that you're focusing on all of the amazing things that you have in your life, because that will connect you to peace and a centeredness that all is well. There are going to be more energy shifts. In fact, it's going to be quite common, and you'll recognize them sooner. You'll just know, okay, this is what it is, and this is what I need to do. So being very loving with ourselves during these energy shifts, being able to release expectations, perhaps, of what we wanted to get done in a day or what we thought we would accomplish, just allow yourself that flexibility. Energy shifts require elasticity, okay, that ability to stretch and constrict. So just know that you're working with global energies. It's normal, and all you can do every day is the best you can do, and just having gratitude for where you're at and what you have in your life and just that peacefulness. Also, part of that gratitude perspective is that when you feel the energy surges coming in and uplifting you and you're feeling amazing and on top of the world, that is a beautiful time to write the gratitude list. And then reference it when the tide goes out, when the energy shifts are low. Write it at a high point, and then when you're reading it, you will also connect to the vibration of that high point within the gratitude list. So that is one tip and suggestion for you. Thank you for submitting this question, and please know that you have benefited many people simply by asking it, because many people are looking for the same understanding. Okay, this next question comes from Bev. Bev says, Molly, I am presently sitting among Buddhist temples and monks who are all very committed to their religion. So as a Western foreigner, I, of course, try to compare this way of thinking with my own Christian background. So my question is, what is the Christ consciousness? Oh, Bev, beautiful, beautiful, and so timely. I did a show on five different types of consciousness last week. I believe it was July 24th, where I talked about the different types of consciousness on the planet. I specifically use the word types because there is no hierarchy. Spirit does not judge consciousness. God, Source, the universe does not judge different types of consciousness, because every type has its gifts, has its lessons, has its understandings, and it's simply energy. So I like to make sure and explain that to people so that they know where I'm coming from with this. So when you ask, what is the Christ consciousness? This is, you've pointed out something very important. Western mentality might associate Christ consciousness with the religion of Christianity. But Christ consciousness is not about religion. It's about spirituality. And so we think of Jesus Christ, and perhaps we first reference it as Christianity because of the religion, right? But what I'm speaking about when I'm talking about Christ consciousness is that Jesus came to the planet as a spiritual messenger with a lot of light to share. He is referenced as an ascended master. And so he came from light spirit form into human form to share these messages, to share an understanding about the human experience, about free will, about being in human form on the planet. When Christ consciousness is referenced, it is talking about being a spiritual being in human form, with messages to share that offer love, compassion, abundance, gratitude to all. It is these higher energies, and Christ consciousness encapsulates that energy. So Christ consciousness is not about a religion. It's not about one understanding of Jesus or Jesus Christ and his messages. It is the bigger energies of oneness, of divine love, of connecting with others from a heart space. It's these bigger overarching themes. And so as you, Bev, are sitting in a Buddhist temple with monks, who are committed to their religion, I feel that this Christ consciousness is perhaps described as in other religions through different ascended masters, through Buddha, through Muhammad, through all the other leaders who came to the planet to spread light and love. Now, how those were interpreted is based on human understanding, but the intention of Christ consciousness is a connection to the lessons, energy, and teachings of ascended masters who wanted to bring higher levels of light to the planet. So I hope that explains what that is more fully, and to perhaps break away from the association with perhaps Christianity or any other religion, because consciousness at this level is actually, it's like above the definitions of religion, and in fact includes all religions. Thank you, Bev, for that beautiful question, because you've asked a question that's been on other people's minds, so thank you for that. And now we have another question related to Christ consciousness, which is from Randall, and he shares of an experience where he felt an opening to Christ consciousness in his heart, and it was during a meditation where he heard the messages come through, and he identified it as a message from Jesus Christ himself, and he felt it, heard it, and experienced it physically. And he's wondering if others have also had the same experience. And I believe, Randall, that this experience is happening more and more. It is because we are open to this energy even more. We are open and willing to hear these higher messages. We have individually and collectively raised our vibrations to the point that we can hear them. Our frequencies have changed so that we can connect to these messages and understand that's what it is and that's what it's about. So to Randall and to others who have felt that they've experienced an opening to Christ consciousness, it probably is most likely felt in your heart chakra. It is a connection to peace, to love for all of mankind, to understanding how you as an individual are connected to everyone else at a cellular level, at a soul level. And it is an opening that brings you new levels of self-love, self-acceptance, self-respect, self-trust. Now, as you're listening to this, if you want to experience these energies and open up even further, you can ask for this during your meditations. You can ask to be shown this information. You can ask for it to come into your awareness. It can come in through a dream. It can come in through meditation. It can come in through unlimited ways, really. But more and more people are connecting to this energy, and therefore they are connecting to their soul energy. So thank you, Randall, for sharing that and asking that question. It's very relevant and timely. Okay, now we have two questions from Chandel in New Jersey. Thank you, Chandel, for both of these questions. I'm looking forward to sharing with you the answers and understandings around each. So let's start with your first question, Chandel. You asked, I'm coming across so many misspelled words, as in missing a letter, missing entire words, in many, many websites. and it's no matter what type of site or what the topic is. And it's driving me nuts because I feel there's some reason behind it. Am I wrong and just annoyed, or is there a reason? Thank you very much. Okay, Chandel, great question. Misspelled words and typos, all these errors. I'm feeling two answers for this. One, a lot of people aren't grounded right now. They are distracted. They are overloaded. They aren't paying attention to themselves, to what they're doing every day, and to how they're exerting their energy. It's unconscious. It's just literally like going through the motions, and I'm just going to type this out and get something done and cross it off my to-do list. It feels almost like a hamster in a wheel where the energy is just moving. So there is very little grounding or focus around exerting energy, what is being created, and what the ramifications are and what that sends out. The other part of this is that for you, Chandel, on a personal level, it's noticing and picking up these more subtle vibrations and these subtle messages, and they're coming into your awareness and noticing where you do not want to connect with that energy. So, for example, when you're reading a website and you're seeing misspellings and maybe it hits your annoyed button, just being able to look at it and say, oh, this person has just been busy or they have a lot going on, being able to respond with compassion, even to a website or an email or Facebook or wherever you're seeing these misspellings and issues, being able to respond with compassion is going to elevate your energy, and it's not going to feel annoying or trigger you in any way. This is a good thing to look at because we do go through our daily lives picking up a lot of different subtleties. And as we increase our frequencies and our vibrations, we might know what's out of alignment with us even more. So whether it's a mistake on a website or somebody is speaking or whatever it is for you that triggers that, that is where you come to that place within you of compassion, of understanding and knowing that, okay, this person, for whatever is going on, there's just a lot of energy up for them, and I choose to respond with love and compassion. That returns you to your place of power and strength, and it raises the energy of that experience. So, yay, a win-win-win all around. And your second question, Chandel, I loved this one here. It says, why would I feel dizzy or really off balance right after lighting a white sage stick? I've used sage many times before to cleanse my home, but I've never had this happen or felt this way in terms of the dizziness and feeling off balance. I feel better soon after I put it out. Could the reasons be the same for why I've always had similar experiences when going into churches? Could this have anything to do with not being grounded? I consider myself to be an average person, as far as I'm not psychic or an intuitive, and I never consider myself to be a sensitive, and I've never noticed picking up other people's energies or things like that. So you're essentially asking, why are you feeling dizzy and off balance after lighting a white sage stick? The immediate answer I feel for this, Chandel, is that it's clearing energy out of you. And that dizziness is what you're feeling. And it's moving energy that's stuck that you weren't even aware of. Perhaps it's in your auric field. I'm seeing pieces of debris, like little gray, black pieces of debris. And that debris, that could be other people's energies. It could be your own unconscious energies. But the sage stick is clearing out those energies, and that's why you're feeling dizzy. It's going right into perhaps even your pituitary gland and pineal gland for greater activation. So it's okay to feel that dizziness, especially if it passes after you put the sage stick out, I wouldn't stop cleansing, though. In fact, I think that's really important for your home and anywhere else that you're feeling the need to cleanse. It's important to do that, to clear out the energies, and if that works for you, then that's great. In terms of having similar experiences when going into churches, yes, it could be not feeling grounded. So feeling grounded is essential right now, and I speak about that a lot, almost within every show, is that we have to be grounded in our bodies, and we do that through exercise, through water, through foods we eat, through yoga, through meditation. We really need to honor our bodies right now, and remember that being your body is an honor. Your physical body is a privilege. Being in this body and having this is a wonderful experience, and to honor that is a form of grounding. If you've had similar experiences of dizziness and feeling off balance when you go into churches, I actually feel that as the energies maybe not being in alignment for you. If that happens, if you're in church and you're feeling that dizziness, imagine, make sure your feet are firmly planted on the ground. Don't cross your legs. Make sure both feet are on the ground, and that's when you want to envision energy coming down from your crown chakra, going through every chakra, and going into the earth down so that you're really feeling planted. It's going to help move that dizziness through. And if it's situational, it is because there's an energy that isn't connecting. But I feel for you, Chandel, there's a few layers to this. And so it could be that you're having some activations happening in your pineal and pituitary glands. And again, you're clearing out energies that you weren't aware you were carrying. So there's a few different reasons here. And I hope that this has been useful in understanding what's going on. It's quite dynamic. So know, too, that many people are experiencing the dizziness. And this has to do with the solar flares and the energies from the sun. I feel this at times, and I need to lay down. Or, again, I'm really hungry. It's just part of a global experience right now. I find that drinking a lot of water will help me. And not focusing too much on computer screens when I feel that way assists as well. Electronics and technology give off a different vibration, and we need to break away from them. We need to go for a walk. We need to breathe in fresh air. We need to be away from those vibrations to ground ourselves. So keep in mind, too, how much you are using technology and if that's around you and affecting you, too. Okay, let's move on to the next question. This is a great one. How do I know if I've had a spiritual awakening? And this is from, I think it's Corona in Mexico City. Corona. How do I know if I've had a spiritual awakening? This is one of my favorite topics. Spiritual awakenings happen uniquely and individually for each person. It is a soul choice. It could be something that your soul chose to experience at a certain point in your life, during a certain experience, after a certain life event, after a certain conversation with somebody. It doesn't have to be this huge earth-shaking experience. It could simply be almost an instant understanding or that lightning strike that comes through. Spiritual awakenings happen in multiple ways, in many ways, and they're tailored to you from your higher self, from your soul, to get your attention and to expand your awareness of you. So if you feel you've had a spiritual awakening, chances are you have, and it'll bring up more questions than answers at first. You'll wonder about the bigger perspective. You'll wonder about your soul purpose. Who am I? What are my talents? What are my soul gifts? You might start looking into what it means to be a light worker, or if you're an indigo, or if you're a crystal. New words such as these will come into your vocabulary and your understanding. You might be drawn to more wisdom around your soul's history, whether that's through different books, teachings, classes, lessons, sessions. It's this awakening to the fact that you're more than your human body, and a part of you is perhaps discontent with the limitations of your senses, meaning it isn't just about what you can see and touch and hear and every sense. It's about, who am I energetically? What do I offer people energetically? Where can I serve others? What am I here to contribute and develop? These bigger questions come up. And it's literally the start of a new path in your life. If you choose that, it unfolds on your own timeline, at your own pace, in your own way. It is designed specifically for you. Every person's initial spiritual awakening is just for them. It's a beautiful present just for you. And as I've noted and discussed in previous episodes, we have multiple spiritual awakenings. There are multiple layers to understand and to grasp. And there isn't just one. Perhaps there is that one, like that lightning bolt that comes through. But then it's almost like going down a rabbit hole. There's more and more and more questions and more information. And actually, the spiritual awakenings keep unfolding. I have had numerous in my life. I would say I have had maybe 4 or 5 where I've gotten to different layers of understanding. And that's because for me, I tend to work pretty fast. My energy is fast, and I'm a fast thinker. But for each person, it'll fit your energy and what you need and how you digest information. So a spiritual awakening is life-changing. It is usually very personal. Maybe you don't share it with other people, especially if it's brand new and you're trying to figure out some information or trying to get in more understanding. You could be looking for information on your own, in your own way. The internet is a beautiful tool for that. There are so many great websites out there and many great teachers, messengers, healers who have a lot to share. And this is the point where you want to trust yourself and follow your own interests. And, you know, decide, okay, I'm really drawn to these messages, and maybe you stay with or follow one teacher for a while, or perhaps you're picking up a variety of books and listening to different perspectives. As you go down the spiritual awakening path, some people also feel drawn to understand more of the galactic connections. So I don't want to overwhelm you, Corona, but it's possible that at some point you are looking for even the bigger messages, the bigger picture. And I offer this because I know that there's people listening who have been on a spiritual path for a long time, and they are just getting into more of the galactic cosmic connections, which does relate to the extraterrestrial life forms, which other planets, other galaxies, other understandings around Earth. You could be drawn to Atlantis, Lemuria, ancient civilizations and what they learned, and even the origins of what they learned. Other things that come up would be related to the Hathors, Sirius, Pleiadians, Arcturians. There are a lot of different, I guess we could call them groups of energies, that are bringing messages into the planet, that are sharing information, It's quite dynamic, and I find it to be really exciting. So there is a big, huge galaxy of understanding out there. And trust what you're drawn to. Trust what interests you. And if it can be, you know, looking into tarot, into chakras, or herbs, it can be anything. You know, it can be energy medicines. It can be, I guess, it's unlimited. So that is what a spiritual awakening does, is that it opens you up to greater understandings around energy, around you, your abilities, your talents, and what you are here to do in human form. So I hope that provides some understanding. It's a big topic, and I actually share some of my own awakening in my memoir, The Art of Trapeze, which I mentioned at the top of the show. So what I'm finding, too, with people is that they're giving me feedback that they've had overlapping experiences. And that is the best part. So the best parts of being an author and a teacher and someone who's out here sharing messages is that you connect with other people who have had the exact same experience, and then you realize you're not alone or you aren't the only one, and you form these connections from a very authentic place. So if you're interested, I do share more of that in my book, and please keep me posted, Corona, on what you discover and what your interests are, because it could get really exciting. Okay, the seventh and final question. This is from Dawn in Los Angeles. And Dawn asks, is ascension over? How about that for a question? That's a great question, Dawn. So ascension was a huge highlight of 2012, and it related to the Mayan calendar. December 21st, 2012, when all these prophecies and all these messages were out there about the earth and things changing and in spiritual groups, ascension was a really big deal. And it's essentially ascending higher energies. It's, I see it as raising the vibration of the planet through each individual who is choosing to ascend their energies, to raise it up, to raise the vibration of the planet. And this has been a huge, is huge the right word? Maybe what I'm thinking of is it is a huge undertaking in a sense, but it's more about working with what we are collectively doing. And it was initiated back in August 1987 with the Harmonic Convergence. And that brought in new energies, new understandings, new teachings, new wisdom. A lot of information flooded the planet and was disseminated at that time. It came through different channelers. And through the past 25 years, the information spread. And as it spread, more people connected to it. They remembered on some level this wisdom. They became curious. They wanted to know more. And as millions and millions of people did this, we raised the vibration on the planet. We essentially helped ascend the planet, move it up in a vibration, flooded it with more light, more love, more peace, more compassion. Now, maybe you looked on the television screen or you read the newspapers and it didn't always seem that way. But it was actually the work of millions of people who were doing these energy transmutations in their own way, on their own timelines, that made the difference. And it's a celebration. And so then we came up to what we call the quote-unquote finish line of 2012. And people thought, okay, I have to ascend by this date. I have to get stuff taken care of and, you know, finished up and all this. It's interesting because ascension is never over, never complete, because ascension is growth. It's moving energy up. It's almost like it's spiraling energy up and expanding it and making it bigger and it changing form. So to answer your question, Dawn, ascension is never over, but we passed through some very important portals and thresholds collectively and individually, and we're going to keep growing and keep going. And there are more people who are coming on board who are interested, who want to participate in this experience, whether it's through conscious intention or whether it's just through meditation and focusing on their own lives. It's important right now. It is going to continue, and there is no deadline. There is no finish line. There is no completion. Or actually, let me take that back. If there is a completion, it would be when Earth is complete. And I don't feel that Gaia has that intention anytime soon. You know, we are working with the Earth to clear out lesser, denser energies. There's lots of cleansings going on. That's what the fires, the storms, the hurricanes, tornadoes, the flooding does, is they are all cleansing on some level. And that's going to continue. And we are assisting in balancing what is seen in the mass media. We are balancing any types of wars or fear-based actions, words, thoughts with love. And so in a sense, it's a silent energy at times, but we don't always see it, but it's happening. It's alive. It's an exciting time right now. Because again, I want to give you this galactic perspective. Other planets that are not in our solar system have different experiences, but Earth is the planet of free will. And because of that, energies can go one of two directions, to the extreme fear, to the extreme love. We are tilting the scale in the favor of love, and that is part of our mission collectively, is to create more love, create more light, to bring that here onto Earth, onto this planet, and to have that be a part of our experience. So know that that is the bigger picture. There is a lot of amazing work being done by different individuals and people out there who are contributing their own love, light, and messages. And we will continue to ascend. We will continue to bring in more love and light. And I feel that it's going to bring many rewards and joyful manifestations. So, no, ascension is not over. It will never... It won't be over unless we all choose it. I should specify that. It is a choice. But with so many people on board and doing this work, I feel and sense that it's highly unlikely that would happen. And instead, we're going to continue to experience a lot of amazing developments in our own world, both personally and collectively. So thank you, everybody, for these great questions. Thank you for asking them, and thank you for assisting everybody listening. If you have a question, you can submit it on the website, consciouscoolchic.com. I will ask the next set in September. Can you believe it? We're already getting close to September. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I will be back with you live soon. Thanks for your time today, and namaste, my friends. Thank you.
I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.